This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On this podcast, the triple threat become the quadruple threat as Nine News presenter Peter Hitchener drops by as a special co-host. Also, recently crowned Mr. World Australia runner-up drops by Mr. Chris Nanya. For more triple threat podcasts, head to the Joy website, joy.org.au/triple threat. Or you can listen to us live every Tuesday morning breakfast between 6:30 and 9. Enjoy.
Melbourne's most loved TV personality, Peter Hitchener.
Yay!
Morning.
You're not comfortable with this, are you?
Oh, no. It's just a little too much love at this time of the morning. But thank you. I don't think I deserve it, but thank you very much anyway. Thanks for that.
I was going to say, Peter, before we get to absolute anything... Yes, yeah. Plethora or plethora?
Oh, I'm never an adjudicator on these
just
things.
Please say I'm, no. Just say I'm right, Peter.
As far as I'm concerned, it's optional. So, well, you know, everyone's right in this room as far as I can tell at this
See?
Stage.
See? Too nice. Nice.
Well, you know, I think however we speak is however we speak. And yeah. I say heaps of things and people will ring up later and say, oh, no, that's don't be so silly. Don't you know? I think, okay.
Don't you know how that is pronounced?
Peter Hitchener, we are so thrilled to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so delighted. Delighted to be here. Thanks for the invitation. What a thrill it is. This is terrific.
And I think one of the most amazing things about you, not just that you are such a lovely, lovely man, but you just appeal to such a wide range, age range of people. Mm-hmm. Like me, 28, love you.
Loved
my
by
mother,
the young.
50, oh, you. Love you. My grandmother. Oh, everybody loves Peter Hitchener. Transcends ages.
I'll cut it out. If they got to meet me, they'd probably think, oh, yes, okay, that's fine, thanks. A little goes an awfully long way. That's just the way it is. But I'm very lucky because doing news, you're not really there to make enemies. You're just there to let people know what's going on and not telling people what to think or who to vote for. So you just report what's going on and hopefully give everyone a fair go. And so hopefully you don't really make too many enemies.
It's a really safe plan. Position, really.
Yeah, actually, it is. Fence sitting never goes astray, as you discover with pronunciation guides or anything else. Well, I just sit on the fence.
How good is Switzerland? Am I right?
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
Yes. Exactly. You are the Switzerland of TV.
Except that I don't have the numbered Swiss bank accounts, unfortunately. Never mind.
Oh, well.
I'm the worst parker in the world. All of the stereotypes about women parking, usually I'm really against stereotypes, but I can't park. I have no spatial awareness. I'm a really great driver, let it be known.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Really good. Sure. Like, I can, you know, I can get myself anywhere, you know, over freeways, I'm great.
Okay. Who can't do freeways?
Let's forget how good you are. Let's talk about the negatives.
I can't park. I can't go to the underground car park at a shopping centre because I get claustrophobic and panicked.
Do you?
Because I can't.
Claustrophobic?
I get claustrophobic because I feel like it's going to come, you know, like those underground ones. I feel like they're going to cave in on me and then everyone's going to be waiting and I have to get into a park and I can't do it.
I've been watching too many movies.
So I have to park really far away and just walk. I park on like Dandenong Road.
That's
to
the
get
healthy
into a
option. Actually, that's the healthy
option.
There we
option.
Go. When you, and believe me, I have heard about this. When people say, oh, you do need to lose just a little bit of weight here, why don't you do a bit more walking?
Sometimes.
Yes, how dare they? You should do a bit of walking. Park about a kilometre from where it is you're going and walk the rest. So, Christina, you're actually doing the right thing.
Well, I am. There you go, guys.
So there you are.
No smart car for you then.
But I think I could benefit from this smart car. I really can't do
it. They're very cute, aren't they, the smart cars?
Zip around the city.
And especially in Europe, you see them
everywhere.
And people, you know, people sort of touch parking. I never know actually how they get their cars out because all the cars on the street are stacked up touching one another.
Well, the smart cars come with a little handle. You can pick them up like a suitcase and just move them.
It's a very good way of doing it.
Very easy.
Yes.
But, yeah, no, I learnt parking in a four-wheel drive.
So after I learned in a four-wheel drive, I could pretty much park anything.
You perfected touch parking before they even did it in Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And of course, parking these days is one of those things that we'll probably, I suppose, be doing less and less of with the CBD moving to become less car-friendly and more public transport friendly.
Yes. Bike friendly, yeah.
Do we have Lycra in the corner
yes.
here?
Yeah,
we Not do. Not today, Peter.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
The Vamps will be joining us next week, actually. Well,
no way.
We're chatting to them on Friday.
That's amazing.
And yes, the Vamps. They're only in Australia for a limited amount of time from the UK on the show next week.
And they've chosen your show to be on.
They have chosen
That's
our
good
show.
Work. That's yeah. good work. Are they here on a cruise or do they jet in? We've been talking about cruises this morning and how great it would be to sail away.
Yes.
You hope it's smooth sailing and it can't be as smooth as that segue.
King of segues. You're amazing.
Oh, cut it out.
That's right. We one of the prizes for Radiothon this week is an Olivia cruise. 10 nights for two people in an ocean view stateroom includes shipboard meals and entertainment.
Oh, wouldn't that be magnificent? No. Just imagine kicking back and you're not away for too long.
No.
I was fine after about 2 weeks away. Now, I know that all of you have spent some time out of town.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But for me, 2 weeks out of Melbourne and I start to think, oh, I'd like to be home. I wonder what's going on at home. And, you know, but I know that you can manage it for longer than that. But this cruise is just perfect
just
by the
sound of
things.
It's a perfect amount of time. And, you know, also while you're away, people will be wondering, how do I get my news?
Oh, no. Don't worry, there's plenty of ways of getting that.
Missing my familiar voice and headlines. Yeah. So.
I feel lost.
Thank you very much.
But yes, an amazing cruise. I'm like cruises. I'm scared of the ocean.
Right. Okay.
Like swimming in the ocean. Not such a fan. Like, if seaweed touches me, I freak out.
Yes.
Like, what is that touching my leg?
Because you think it might have teeth.
Yes.
It might be sort of after a little more than just a touch.
I know, it might be after my leg. Yes. I just don't trust it. Are you okay with the ocean?
But I don't think you actually have to. I don't think you have to delve into it too much. I think you can just look at it from the glory of your stateroom. I don't think you actually have to go and dip a toe in it.
Yeah, or from the bar, you know.
From the bar, there you are, yes.
Christina,
are
you...
Isn't it funny about stepping on jellyfish? That's the only thing.
Hopefully not blue bottle jellyfish.
I can understand that. I don't think any of us like that.
Well, I love the ocean. I went on a...
of course he does. He's Sporty Spice.
Sporty Spice.
I went on a, I guess on a cruise or a boat trip when I was in Croatia. A lot of people have done it, so Croatia. And just to be able to cruise along, you get to a different destination, check out the local town. I mean, being able to, Dubrovnik.
You're going
to
say, check out the local talent. That too.
You know that too. But be able to jump off the boat, go for a swim, that kind of thing. I think it's fantastic to just be able to kick back, relax, enjoy the scenery and, while you're on a boat.
Beautiful. Yes, very nice.
Enjoy the travel because a lot of the time the travelling part can be quite frustrating, but getting to another place,
especially doing it in style. This sounds like you'd be absolutely in luxury. Beautiful.
The one thing that really appeals to me about cruises is, I've never been on one, but apparently it's all you can eat. No, I'm serious.
Well, there you go.
Is this all you can eat?
You can ring room service and say, I'm dying in the cabin tonight.
Sign me up.
Hurry up.
Christina hears buffet and she's like, get out of my way.
I love a good buffet. Not gonna lie.
Well, the meals are included.
See that, Christina? Meals are included. You're set.
Peter Hitchener, you've been co-hosting with us for the last hour and it has been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
We've loved you in here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming to Joy
fuzzies.
As well.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much for the invitation. Terrific catching up with you all, meeting you all, following you on Insta, which we now do.
Yes.
And Twitter. Well, I think I already was anyway. Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
And,
you're welcome.
And have a great day. And I just hope those phones start ringing. Please ring in and support the Radiothon. Very important.
Yeah, it is. And if people want to follow you on Instagram, Peter, they can.
Oh, they can. I would love to. Yes. Unfortunately, I've reached a limit where I can't really follow people back much anymore.
Too generous.
There are these rules that I didn't know about. But anyway, it's P-Hitchener9. P-H-I-T-C-H-E-N-E-R, then the numeral 9. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to see your photos. Thank you very much.
And same on Twitter?
Same on Twitter, yes, correct.
Yeah. Well, Peter, have a great day, and thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
You.
Thank
All
you so much, Peter.
It's good to
been
meet you.
Such a pleasure.
Coming up in the next half hour, very special guest, Mr. World Australia runner-up, Chris Nanya. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you've recently just been crowned. Do you get a crown?
We actually got a sash. The Miss World gets the crown, unfortunately. I was hoping for a staff and crown and maybe a cloak, but...
a cloak would be great.
Cloak would be good.
Didn't end up getting that, unfortunately, but yeah.
Okay.
So, have you found any practical uses for the stash?
For the sash.
I stumbled over. I meant to say sash.
Not many. Just sort of wear it around the house. Parents are pretty proud of it. And occasionally to outings, it's a real crowd winner.
Yeah. So, like, do you answer the door or at a bar? They're like, oh, what's that? Oh, this. Oh, you know this. I'm beautiful. So.
Yeah, just won this competition. Just like when you order, actually, I was just going to say, you know, when you order takeout and you answer the door with the sash on, but you would never order takeout, I don't think.
No, not usually. It's not a part of my diet. Yeah.
Now, have you done anything like this before? Like, what made you join into this competition?
It's actually quite a novice experience for me. I've never done any catwalking or modelling experience. So.
Surprise.
Yeah, it was a good learning experience for me.
Yeah.
What made you do it?
Yeah.
I've got a good friend, Leo, who's in the modelling community, and he recommended it to me.
Okay.
And, decided to apply and had an interview, and they shortlisted me to the final, so the top 15 in Australia.
Wow. So, and then you came runner-up.
Yeah, so came runner-up.
Do you get money? Prize money?
No prize money, unfortunately.
Just get a sash.
Yeah.
Was there a talent section? I want to know what your special talent was.
Like Miss Congeniality.
Yeah. There wasn't a talent section, but we did have to get up and talk about ourselves, and we did have to answer your typical questions.
Really?
Like world peace?
Yeah, yeah, what's your views on world peace? And
what was your favourite question?
Yeah.
My question was, who's your inspiration? So I felt I had it quite easy, but...
Who is your inspiration? Who did you use?
First thing came to mind was Arnold Schwarzenegger. For obvious reasons.
Did you impersonate him as well?
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, no, my impersonation's not that great. Yeah.
So his talent's in bodybuilding.
Yep.
Could have come out.
Yours is in accents.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger's hard, though, if you don't get it right. It's like, get to the chopper.
Down.
Put the cookie down.
Cookie down.
Chris, keep lifting the weights. You're getting too small. That's a cookie monster.
Yeah, that's a cookie monster.
That's not Schwarzenegger at all.
What's going on there? Okay. Yes. Oh, one thing I want to bring up is the fact that you, it must be hard being attractive sometimes. Like, I know the three of us deal with that every day, but you must deal with it a little bit more than us.
I don't want to toot my own horn or...
But now, goddamn, I'm beautiful.
The reason why I bring this up is because everyone's on some kind of social media thing for dating. And I've noticed that you have come up in a couple of people's profiles.
Yes, everybody, I am on Tinder.
Single on Tinder.
I just happened to be swiping one day and stumbled across a picture of myself. I do occasional weekend work as a topless waiter, and
you definitely swiped.
Yes, and it was an instant match. So therefore, she had liked me before I liked her. So
how many times do you swipe left and you get and there's no match? Does that happen often?
Well, I have a good strike rate. We'll leave it at that.
I can imagine. Also in the studio, Mr. World Australia runner-up, Chris.
Who I've just learned is a registered nurse by day.
Yeah.
Do you find that patients are usually quite happy to see you treat them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a few unusual...
requests?
Yeah, requests I spoke about earlier, but I won't mention that. we get some odd responses from patients, including the male patients who...
Hey, we're only human.
Last night I got a comment, you definitely have the best arms looking after me, so... I was like, oh, thanks.
So it's lucky if you see him and you faint at his beauty, he can nurse you back to health.
Yeah.
All going on,
what
mate.
A catch.
Some people trying to pretend that they're suffocating and then trying to get you to bring them back to life.
Coronary care's my specialty, so CPR is something I'm quite adequate at. So.
You've got to be kidding. Come on.
But fortunately, haven't had to use it too often.
Trust me, as soon as we walk outside of this studio, there's going to be five men lying on the floor.
Help me, I'm so up again. Bring me back to life. That will probably definitely be happening.
Just get on the floor now, Jay.
Yeah, it's a bit early for that. I haven't said no before. Well, thank you to everyone who got involved in today's show. Chris, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
We'll get some photos of you and pop them up on Joy Triple Threat's Facebook and Twitter if you'd like to check him out.
Of course. I'm sure I'll be getting my shirt off for the second time this morning. For the record, so.
And have you got an Instagram where people can see pretty pictures of you?
I do have Instagram. It's just Chris Nayna. So Chris, N-A-Y-N-A.
Okay, there we go. People can see filtered photos of Chris.
Yeah, even better. And my trip overseas where I met James.
So, yes, you're also a passenger of mine.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
So Christina's the odd one out here because I also met James while I was travelling overseas on as one of his passengers. So, yeah, seems like he was a good host.
One of my better stories when I was in Spain just after I met James, I was stopped by a big group of probably about 30 girls who were celebrating something about One Direction. They stopped me in the middle of the street and demanded a photo and started singing some One Direction songs.
They thought you were in One Direction?
They thought I was a One Direction. Remember, so
I can't pick which one because I know each of them what they look like.
Oh, really? Can you not pick it?
No. You could fit in there though.
I believe
you're a bit too built. Zayn, maybe.
Yeah,
the one who's like a little bit brown.
They could have got it wrong and just wanted one D.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.